You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The government has recently announced that they are moving to make masks and rat tests free to encourage people protecting themselves against the winter COVID-19 wave. Although we will remain at red, the country is likely to reach another peak of 21,000 cases towards the end of the month. The masks and tests will be accessible from collection spots and incredibly important to getting us through this winter wave, according to Director General of Health Ashley Bloomfield. To learn more, I had a chat with Michael Plank, a professor at the University of Canterbury specialising at applying mathematics to health issues. I first asked him why the government has decided to not move the country to red.
What they've said is that the measures that are set out under red, which is kind of primarily limits on gathering sizes, aren't necessarily that effective at reducing the spread of the virus. And it is fair to say that, you know, the evidence for gathering size limits isn't particularly strong as a means of reducing transmission. For example, if you ban, you know, large gatherings with, you know, whatever, more than 200 people, well, if those same 200 people go to a series of smaller gatherings, then really the risk of spread could be just as high. It's more about focusing on the measures that do work and using those measures in the appropriate way to try and spread the load and flatten the curve in this wave.
The measures that we have decided to push further are broadening the availability for rat tests and making masks free, as well as rat tests free. Will this make as big of a change as switching alert levels?
It will if people use them and if people actually take up the offer of free rats and use them. This actually potentially has the potential to make a big difference to this wave. Rats are really effective, actually, at identifying when people are infectious so that they don't go out in the community and unknowingly infect other people. So I think this is a welcome move, making rats freely available for everyone. For example, doing a rat before a large gathering or before going to visit a vulnerable family member is a really good way to reduce the risk.
Do you think that we have any way of knowing if free masks being available will see people using masks more often in public?
Certainly removing barriers for people using high quality masks is a good thing, and that's a good, you know, public health step. But of course, you're right, it relies on people using masks. I mean, what I would say is, you know, deciding whether to use a mask or not doesn't have to be a forever decision. And, you know, maybe a lot of people have got out of the habit of using a mask over the last few months, and that's okay. But now we're in a wave. Actually, now is the time when these sorts of precautions are really important and make the biggest difference. So, you know, if you can dig out your mask and use it for the next month or so, that potentially could make a big difference and really help take some of the pressure off our healthcare system. It doesn't have to be forever, but using it while we're in this wave could be really important.
The lenience around masks I've personally noticed is a lot higher when people are outdoors than they are as they are indoors. Does it make a big difference if we are keeping our masks on and off outside versus needing to keep them on inside?
So inside is by far a higher risk than outside. So if you're going to use a mask, using it when you're inside, particularly if you're in a sort of a poorly ventilated or a cramped, crowded space, that's the highest risk for the virus to spread. And so that's the most important place to be using a mask. If you're outside, you know, particularly if you're, if you're able to stay a distance away from other people, the risk is much lower. And so it's not as necessary to wear a mask in that sort of situation.
So we've been seeing how COVID cases have begun rising this winter, hence the light changes in these COVID restrictions. How does the disease spread further due to the change in season?
Yeah, so the winter season does make a difference. I mean, as we've seen, the virus can spread quite easily in summer as well. So it's not like it needs winter, but the winter gives it a bit of a kickstart. The biggest reason is during winter we're inside more, and we tend to gather inside, and it's harder to open windows and things because of the colder weather. So this just creates the ideal conditions for the virus to spread in those sort of cramped indoor settings.
Do you think that it's a necessary precaution for people to take to, even if they are feeling well and good, to avoid any large events, or do you think that it's more up to each individual person?
People will make their own decisions and their own risk assessments around that sort of thing. I guess, you know, the importance is for people to be aware that we are in a wave. You know, the demand on our hospital system is really very high, and it's going higher. And so, you know, taking measures to reduce risk is an appropriate thing to do. If you want to go to a large gathering, there are ways to reduce the risk associated with that. And one of those is to do a RAT beforehand. You know, if you have large gatherings and everyone or even the majority of people do a RAT test before they go, that can really reduce the risk and prevent infectious people from going to that gathering and potentially spreading the virus to other people.
So how has the new COVID-19 BA5 variant coming into New Zealand made matters kind of worse?
Yeah, so the BA5 variant is able to evade our immunity to some extent. So it means it can infect people more easily, and that includes people who've had COVID before. So we're increasingly seeing an increasing number of people getting infected for a second time. So it's really important for people to be aware that just because you've had COVID before doesn't mean you're bulletproof. And this new variant does mean that you are at risk of catching the virus again and potentially then spreading it to other people. And of course, those other people might be in a higher risk category. So it's just really important to be aware of that risk. And again, coming back to testing, you know, just because you've had COVID before doesn't mean you shouldn't test. If you get symptoms, really important to do a RAT test, and that will tell you quite quickly whether you're infectious or not.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B-card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.